Jenna ducked into the first decent-looking bar she could find on the way home from work. It was a bad day at the end of a bad week, and she didn't want to return home to her empty apartment to wallow.
Coming right up.
Jenna had wanted to forget about her stresses for the night. She had wanted to relax and have a little fun. Failing at that, she decided she would drown her sorrows in public, but she wouldn't be tempted to ugly cry into a pint of ice cream.
Here you go.
It seemed that she'd picked a good night to wander into the bar. In the corner, a small band was set up, playing Spanish music that created an exciting atmosphere. There were a few people on the dance floor, in front of them, some more expert than others. But what really caught Jenna's eye was the guitarist. He played the guitar with impossibly deft fingers, nodding his head in time with the music. He was absolutely gorgeous, and not just physically. He had a confident aura about him, and that made it hard to look away.
Leo played at the bar a couple of times a week with his friends. He was a much-needed creative outlet away from the stressors of his job. He loved it when people danced to the music. It added to the creative energy. There was something magical about connecting with people through music and dance. But what caught his attention that evening wasn't the dancers. It was instead a beautiful woman sitting at the bar. She watched him with an intense stare, transfixed by the music, her foot tapping absentmindedly. Leo smiled at her.
When the guitarist smiled, Jenna got butterflies. Maybe she should have felt embarrassed by being caught staring, but his welcoming look put her at ease. She caught the bartender's attention once more.
Sure, what'll it be?
The bartender poured a finger of whiskey, each for the three band members, and sent the drinks over with a waitress. Jenna watched as the waitress went over to the band and presented the drinks to them, pointing back at her before setting the glasses down.
The woman wasn't just beautiful, but generous too. Leo nodded his head in thanks and she smiled softly. She had good timing. They were almost at the end of the song. Leo picked up his drink and walked over to the woman.
The man was so handsome up close, Jenna was almost afraid she'd start blushing.
The woman was stunning. She was dressed in a black power suit that, even when she was sitting down, hugged her in all the right places.
Jenna didn't know why she was arguing with him. She should be jumping at the chance to dance with a beautiful stranger. Who cared where the music came from?
Leo held out his hand for her and she took it. He led her onto the dance floor. He turned to his band.
One of his bandmates picked up his guitar and started up the next song.
Leo pulled the woman in close, taking her into a loose tango hold. He started slowly, leading her through the basic steps. He didn't have to say anything. She followed him instinctually. She allowed the music and his body to guide her. Leo could feel the way she reacted to the press of his hand, the move of his hip. She was a natural.
The way this man got her body to move was unlike anything Jenna had ever experienced. He wasn't forcing her or controlling her. He was guiding her. He showed her body what to do, and she didn't even have to think about it. She looked into his eyes, and a shiver of arousal ran down her spine. The dance was sensual, and she never thought she'd be letting a stranger touch her like that.
Leo couldn't stop glancing at the woman's beautiful lips. He hadn't intended to seduce her when he went over to thank her for the drink, but now he couldn't think of anything but that. He wanted her. this mysterious woman whose body responded to his, as if they'd been dancing together for years. They had an instant connection, and he wasn't going to just let it go.
The music grew more intense, and the man pulled Jenna closer. For a second, she thought he was going to kiss her, and she welcomed it. Then he dipped her, and Jenna's world was turned upside down in more ways than one. Jenna had never received applause before. It was a rush, but nothing compared to the feeling of dancing with this man. She wanted him with a depth she'd never felt before. He was a stranger. She didn't even know his name, but her body knew him. Even as he pulled her back up, the world felt off-kilter, and this man was all that was steady. She wanted to grab hold of him and never let go.
The woman's boldness was captivating. How could he resist such a command? He kissed her like they danced, beginning slowly, drawing her in, and leading her. But unlike the dance, if this was going to grow more intense, they couldn't perform in front of everyone.
When she decided to go to the bar, she wasn't looking for a hookup. But this man was exactly what she needed. Like it was meant to be. He took a taxi to his apartment, which wasn't far. He placed his hand on her thigh and sent sparks of arousal racing down her spine.
Leo had never been more glad to get home. He took the woman up to his apartment and somehow managed to make it inside before kissing her again.
The man kissed her passionately, no longer holding back. She melted into him, just like she had on the dance floor, trusting him. She held onto his shirt while his hands roamed her body, mapping out her form with the same clever fingers that played the guitar so beautifully.
He never felt this way before. He yearned for this woman so deeply he might burst if he couldn't have her. She answered his question by starting to unbutton his shirt. They were on the same page, playing the same song.
The man responded in kind, tugging at Jenna's clothes with the same urgency she felt. Still, he touched her tenderly as he exposed her skin, taking in the details with the calloused fingertips of a musician. They undressed each other together, not stopping until they were both completely naked.
Leo picked up the woman and took her to his bed. He laid her down on the sheets where her naked form was bathed in moonlight. He followed her onto the bed and kissed her again briefly, reveling in the feeling of her soft lips.
Jenna ached with desire and opened her legs for the man, allowing him to settle into place like he was always meant to be there.
Leo lined up his cock. He could feel the slickness of her arousal. He entered her slowly, locking eyes like they had done during the dance. She bit her lip as he pressed inside, sighing in satisfaction.
Having this man inside her was like a missing piece slotting into place. Jenna had never felt so complete. When he began to thrust, she wrapped her arms around his neck, bringing him close to her.
Leo watched her intently, making sure he read her body like before, guiding her through pleasure and increasing the intensity like the build in a song. Just like in music and dance, they connected, and the crescendo was coming.
Thank you.
Como mi madre yo diera, ay, y llena un dedito de mi mano y el que más falta le, ay, ay, te quiero, te adoro. Tengo yo mi cabecita y de tantas cavilaciones. Por la leo de la calle, yo le digo a mi corazón que tenga paciencia y calle. Que disparate, que disparate, que disparate, que disparate, que disparate, que disparate. Tiri 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 ay 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 ay. Como mi madre yo diera, ay, y llena un dedito de mi mano y el que más falta le. Hey, hey, te quiero, te adoro. No, 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 no. Tengo yo mi cabecita y de tantas cavilaciones. Por la leo de la calle, yo le digo a mi corazón que tenga paciencia y calle. Que disparate, que disparate, que disparate, que disparate, que disparate, que thank you. Come mi madre yo diera, ay, y quiera un dedito de mi mano y el que más falta le, ay, ay, te quiero, te adoro. Tengo yo mi cabecita y de tantas cavilaciones. Por la leo de la calle, yo le digo a mi corazón que tenga paciencia y calle. Que disparate, que disparate, que disparate, que disparate, que disparate, que disparate. Come mi madre yo diera, ay, y quiera un dedito de mi mano y el que más falta le, ay, ay, te quiero, te adoro. Tengo yo mi cabecita y de tantas cavilaciones. Por la leo de la calle, yo le digo a mi corazón que tenga paciencia y calle. Que disparate, que disparate, que disparate, que disparate, que disparate, que disparate. Thank you. Come mi madre yo diera, ay, y quiera un dedito de mi mano y el que más falta le, ay, ay, te quiero, te adoro. Tengo yo mi cabecita y de tantas cavilaciones. Por la leo de la calle, yo le digo a mi corazón que tenga paciencia y calle. Que disparate, que disparate, que disparate, que disparate, que disparate. Come mi madre yo diera, ay, y quiera un dedito de mi mano y el que más falta le, ay, ay, te quiero, te adoro. Yo mi cabecita y de tantas cavilaciones. Por la leo de la calle, yo le digo a mi corazón que tenga paciencia y calle. Que disparate.